KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll at least 40 from that cross-country storm that spawned dozens of tornadoes and led to wildfires across the South. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The National Guard deployed to Arkansas, where an EF3 packing 165-mile-per-hour winds flattened buildings. Bruce Drope rode out the storm.
You can feel the pressure, hear the intensity.
Missouri has the highest death toll with at least a dozen lives lost, fanning wildfires in Oklahoma, leaving at least four people dead and 400 homes damaged.
President Trump says he will speak with Vladimir Putin tomorrow as the push continues to end the war in Ukraine. The Trump administration deporting hundreds of immigrants to El Salvador, even as a federal judge issues an order temporarily barring that action. The flights were in the air at the time of the ruling. The judge ordered the planes to turn around, which did not happen. The NCAA brackets are out. Men's first game on Thursday, women's day later. This is ABC News. President Trump telling reporters last night that he will hold talks with Vladimir Putin this week by phone and that an announcement could be coming as soon as Tuesday about Ukraine. Authorities in the Dominican Republic will continue questioning 22-year-old Joshua Reby about the disappearance of University of Pittsburgh college student Shashinka Konanki. He says she was swept away by a giant wave.
ABC News has confirmed Dominican authorities confiscated Reby's passport, making it impossible for him to return to the U.S. until after the investigation is complete. But while police say Reby is only considered a witness to a possible drowning, sources familiar with the investigation claim the lead prosecutor is now examining possible contradictions in his story.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. The March Madness NCAA brackets are out. Auburn, Duke, Houston, and Florida all ranked number one. A record-setting 14 teams from the SEC made the tournament this year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
The Bucks get rolled by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost to one of the top teams in the NBA, the Thunder. The final score, 121-105. How did the Thunder control the game? Doc Rivers.
They were so much more physical. They definitely came in with intentions tonight and played that way. They played great tonight.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers drew the number 3 seed. They open the NCAA tournament this Thursday in Denver at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. They'll play the number 14 seed, Montana Grizzlies. Marquette is going to the dance again, headed to Cleveland to face New Mexico Friday night.
Excited to be here, happy to be here, and just, you know, excited to see our name called, because it's not particularly like common for a school or a player or a group of guys to go to the tournament for 4 years. We actually like did the percentage research, and it's like the chance of going to the tournament 4 straight years is like 0.1%.
That's Marquette guard Stevie Mitchell with sports. On Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new documentary says We Are Not Alone. The Age of Disclosure premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival in early March and claims aliens are real and that the government has covered up their existence for the last 80 years. The doc claims non-human biological matter has been collected from spacecraft crash sites. Director Dan Farah interviewed 34 government officials who confirmed some type of extraterrestrial life, but the film does not offer a whole lot of actual proof other than talking heads. No confirmation as to whether or not people have actually been probed. As promised, I said I would report back when I finished the show Zero Day on Netflix. The six-parter starring Robert De Niro and Joan Allen explores what happens after a massive grid outage that kills over 3,000 Americans. Zero Day has some great moments, but ties everything up a little too neatly at the end. Having said that, De Niro is great. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 52 for a high this afternoon. A little breezy with wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 57 with some rain possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk aliens with paranormal investigator Todd Michaels, and Flicks Brewhouse brewmaster Dave Hansen joins the show to talk about the new Nightlight beer. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, and I'm staring at a stranger.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
How many birthdays is this?
43.
Damn, you look good.
Then I'm counting. we got to talk about you, my friend.
And I guess
you
we
got
can.
Her done. I mean, you got folks. I'm sure everybody has seen Todd or on his Facebook, wherever, whatever. Just a burly-looking longshoreman kind of guy.
Yeah.
Dock worker, hauling the cargo, driving the forklift, working the crane. Wouldn't it have been fun to work one of those cranes?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Would love that job.
Although when you watch those videos of people making mistakes and you see one of those, like, go down.
It's a big mistake.
I don't think I'd want to be in charge
of
that.
You know where there's actually, I'm not even joking about this. I had a little hankering. It's like, I wonder if I should apply and if they would train me. When I gave my car this or sold my car to that junkyard down south of Manitowoc,
yeah,
they had signs up, hiring crane operators at the junkyard.
Yeah.
I would love to try that. I really would.
And so, there wouldn't be so bad if you made a mistake there.
Yeah,
it's just a junk car.
Exactly.
Right.
But you drop a case of, port wine or something.
Right.
Maybe a little bit different. So tell me about St. Baldrick's. First of all, I think it's awesome that you did that. Todd got his entire full big beard shaved and his head completely shaved. Although, you cheated a little, not cheated. You have a little bit of an advantage. You said you can grow a full beard in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, it'll be back at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. So St. Baldrick's raising money for childhood cancer and
no better cause.
No. And Amanda kind of put me up to this. So she's like, you should do this. You should do this. And so I did it and raised about $1,300.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, your goal was like $500.
Yeah. So $1,300 and took it off yesterday. And the entire time I'm going, oh, my God.
Am I really going to do this? Am I really going to do this?
And I've decided that if I had to choose just one to bring back, it would be the beard. I could go with the bald thing, but the beard definitely needs to come back.
The beard was your identifier.
That's the thing. And that's really the reason why I had it, because so many people would meet me more than once and just not remember me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's got to come back.
Yeah, that'll come back.
And it's already, it's already poking through. And,
yeah, I know. I could see. Yeah. It'll be back in a hurry.
Yeah.
Jim is on vacation. Jim is on his cruise.
Where did he go again? I don't remember.
Like Bermuda-ish? Those countries? Are those not countries?
He ends up in the triangle, right?
I know, right?
We never hear from Jim again.
Wow. Even the golf tournament, I was watching a golf tournament yesterday. They couldn't get those people off the course fast enough. Now they're just supposed to try to have a playoff this morning with Rory McIlroy and the other guy. But the weather looks bad. We got Brittany coming on in a little bit. My God, 40 people killed around the country last night, at least, from tornadoes and everything. Winds, what did they say, 125 miles an hour?
It was crazy. And one of them, Category 3 or whatever they call it. Yeah.
F3, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I know you live down there, but Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Missouri. Wow, those states get hit with nasty stuff, huh?
That the moisture in the air down there in the Gulf just churns it up. And, man, like even when you have hurricanes and stuff down there, you get hit with that stuff too. But, man, those tornadoes that come across Mississippi and Alabama, and there's not a lot of terrain down there, right? So it's kind of flat. So those things just kind of roll right through.
Wow. I mean, it just seems like nothing, whatever they do have hit down there isn't like mild. It's always big,
huge. Yep.
Huge.
Yep.
Crazy. Wow. Best of luck to all those folks down there. But once again, Jim's on vacation this week. We've got several fill-in people. We got Mike Stevepak, great friend of ours, great friend of the program. Known Mike forever. Works for Fox Sports, of course, an amazing career with them. And he'll be in at about 6:30 and be here for the duration. We've got our special event today, Win Mino's Birthday Money. We are going to give away, the folks at Nicolet Bank have been extremely generous about this. They have given us a bunch of $25 gift cards.
Yep.
Okay? A bunch of them. And if you stump me on an NFL quarterback where he went to college, who was on a regular season roster between 1957 and last year, if you stump me, you win a $25 gift card from Nicolet Bank. We're going to definitely give away some money no matter what today. I mean, I will lose some. That's not even a question. But even at the end, we want to give away, if we have it left over, $100 for gift certificates from the people that take part in the contest.
Sounds good.
For all the folks that, you know, text and do whatever, we will put you in a raffle to win, hopefully, four $25 gift cards we're going to give away. It's my birthday, so I want to give away money. It's like Ben Stein. Give away Ben Stein's money.
Thanks to Nicolet Bank for helping us out.
Yes. So thank you very much. So we're going to be doing that. That's going to be a lot of fun today. We've got some great guests coming on, including the editor. You know, I had Lisa on from Boss's News and Tobacco in downtown DePere the other day. They've got the Lindy's. It's like the Bible, the guru Bible of the NFL draft.
Right.
And that's on the market right now. And we're going to have the editor, the guy that does the football aspect of it. He's going to be on our show today, talk about that, about the NFL draft and things like that. So really exciting times we got going on today. Some of the texts here. Happy birthday, John, from Vicky. Thank you, Vicky. Green Bay women, 29-5, a 12 seed. Boy, they should have a lot of incentives to show people they're better than that. Happy birthday, Mr. Mino, Terry. You know, I'll be honest with you. It's so hard from the Horizon League to get above a 12. It just is. It's so, so difficult. The Badgers, I'm telling you, I did a text yesterday during the game. It's like, that Big Ten tournament is ridiculous.
I saw that when you posted that. Yep.
Those guys, it was 23-21 at halftime. Those guys could barely run up and down the floor. Four games in 4 days. So if they had won that game, it didn't matter. I think everything was already etched in stone.
Right.
So they not only play in the last game of the regular season or postseason, whatever you're going to, they play in the last game, okay? And then they have the shortest turnaround for their next game, 2,000 miles away.
Right.
Or however far Denver is. You know, and then here they got the regionals in Milwaukee. They could have put them in Milwaukee.
Right.
So they play the last game and then have to play on Thursday. That Big Ten tournament, it is, I think, Michigan State, big advantage by Michigan State getting beat on Saturday. Two extra days of rest. It's ridiculous. Ugh, that thing just wears teams out. So, got text here. Happy birthday, John. Hope you have a great day. Michael, thank you, Michael. Today is St. Patrick's Day, of course. Corned beef and cabbage day. Love the corned beef. Can take the cabbage.
Oh, you got to have that. Potatoes, carrots, got to have that.
Chocolate week. It's chocolate week?
It is.
You know, they say you should eat. You know, I'm a big reading things and telling people what they should do.
Yeah, but not doing it yourself.
Telling people what they should do.
Right.
You ever know a guy like that? Because that's me.
Nah.
Okay. So, but it said you should have two things in the morning. A glass of water with lemon and ginger.
Right.
Okay. And the thing to get your endorphins going, black chocolate.
Okay. Dark chocolate?
Dark chocolate. Oh, yeah. Not black chocolate. Dark. What that is pretty much. Though,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Dark chocolate. Yes.
I'm not a big dark chocolate fan.
I'm not either. Like I said, you know what it reminds me of? You when you'd sneak into Ma's cabin and you'd steal some of that baking stuff that was just, it was like bitter. I'm not, I should be a dark chocolate guy and I'm not. Happy birthday, Rob Lowe. He's 61. Mia Hamm, 53. Kurt Russell, 74. Wow. Patty Boyd, 81. I know Patty Boyd. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Okay. Don't tell me. Patty Boyd was somebody's girlfriend. Patty Boyd was Rod Stewart's girlfriend.
Was it?
I don't know.
Well, she was a photographer, author, English model, right?
Yes.
Wasn't she also Layla from Eric Clapton fame?
That's what it is. Eric Clapton.
Right, but
him and
George Harrison.
George
right?
Harrison yeah. were both chasing her at the same time.
Yep.
That's who it is. You're right. You are correct. Good memory. Coming up today, though, we got Brittany Merlot talking about that unbelievable weather thing going on down south. Grace Hagman from the Croc Center, spring event, and Uncle Mike's Donut 5K. Hey, by the way, I was really concerned all week for the kids
yeah.
from Da Vinci.
The Pi 5K?
Yeah. The weather was fine.
It was great.
I watched them all run past, right, you know, behind us here. Weather really held off for them. So that was awesome. Dean Bruce with Lindy Sports, but the Lindy's 2025 draft guide. We're going to be talking with him. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Jeff Erke, Pickle and Bags. Great guy. Great, great, great place down in Oshkosh. We're going to have him on. And what a great lineup you put together there, Todd. So,
well, all for your birthday. We may have a surprise or two for you, too.
All right.
So.
But we're going to do the quarterback challenge. You can text in during the course. Do you want to take any calls for those 10-minute segments?
We can
no?
do that.
Okay.
We can do that.
Okay, because we're really going to concentrate on that during our 10-minute segments from 6:50 to 7, 7:20 to like 7:30. So 10 to and 20 after are basically our 10-minute segments, and we're going to be doing that. Okay? So there you go. Great tournament for girls basketball. D2 game, triple overtime. First time ever. Who was that? Who was the... Brian, who was the triple overtime game? I got to know. Ben, that high school tournament, the high school tournaments, though, were just great. I was watching them. I watched so much basketball this week. You know what? Okay, so I got to tell you something funny.
I pictured you, by the way, just never leaving your couch.
That is what happened, yeah, except for one thing.
Okay.
Okay. So, Saturday, I'm watching games. Okay. But what I do, I worked out. I came down here. I've been working out in the workout room here.
Oh, at the building?
I do 40 minutes.
Okay.
40 minutes on the treadmill.
Yep.
Because my new goal is 150 minutes a week.
All right.
So I worked out in the morning. Okay. Watch those games. Maybe had a beverage. I don't know. Fall asleep, take a nap. Okay.
Yep.
Sleep sound. Wake yep. up. It's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start this day off so good. I'm going to work out right away.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm coming down. I'm looking outside. It's like, God, I don't know about this time change. It's 6:30. It's pitch black out in the morning here. This is crazy. I can't believe how many people are on the street.
Was it 6:30 at night?
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of knew that's where that was going to go.
So I got a double workout.
Hey, nothing wrong with that either.
Nothing wrong with that.
Now, you were trying to hit a certain weight for your birthday.
Yeah.
Right? Did you do
failed
it?
Failed miserably.
Did you really?
Miserably.
Because you were on track.
I failed miserably.
So your goal was
217,
right? Which was, and explain this again, because the reason why you wanted to hit 217 was
that one picture that everybody says, "Hey, you look good in that picture." Who's that? Who's that?
Yeah,
that's I weighed 217.
Okay,
so not match that magically. I'm gonna go back like that picture, and they're gonna touch me up with the airbrush or anything.
Right,
like that, but
right.
I want to be that same weight.
Yeah,
222.
Oh, so you went up a little bit.
I can't believe it. I worked out 180 minutes. I ate tilapia, for God's sakes. What is tilapia? Nobody even knows.
No one knows.
No one knows what's in tilapia. Quick break. We'll be back. We're in a great lineup.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This National Ag Week, we salute the men and women of agriculture. Quality Roasting would like to thank everyone involved in farming for their hard work and dedication helping to feed America. With flexible feeding options, Quality Roasting is here to help you explore how high oleic soybeans can fit into your farm strategy and make an impact. Quality Roasting, a local soybean processor since 1991. Call today, 920-775-9279, to sell your soybeans.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Drift In of DePere reminds you that we depend on our military to protect our nation. Honor them with a care package. If you don't know how to send one, just call your local veterans organization. This from Drift In on North Ashland Avenue in DePere, providing a home-cooked meal without the cleanup since 1945. Stop by or call 920-336-5929. Drift In, helping to give our troops the comforts of home they deserve.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Little Layla coming your way. You're right about that, Todd. You know, you don't hear about things anymore like that anymore. Like rock stars and getting into it with other rock stars because they're chasing the same woman. And so that used to be a big part of the whole atmosphere of rock and roll back then.
The whole magic.
When
that stuff came out, it was kind of like, wow, I didn't know that. Now that stuff is played out on social media
Right? All so that stuff.
Nothing's a secret anymore.
No. But that was part of the rock and roll crazy lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Back in those days. Yeah. Another thing I was telling you about this weekend, if you get a chance, folks, you got to watch a movie. I think it's on Netflix. It's called September 5th, and it's about when the terrorists took hostages the Israeli Olympic team. 11 of them were taken hostage, and they were all killed. This whole movie is based on what happened inside the studios of ABC Sports in Munich at the time with Rune Arledge and Howard Cosell and Peter Jennings. And it's a movie, but they use a lot of the actual footage. But it's amazing. You got to watch this. And as telling Todd, especially being in the media, you wonder what role does the media really play? Because they were shooting it live, and you could see the German police trying to, like, get into the apartment. And the terrorists, you could see that they had a TV on, too. So they were watching what was happening as well. And it's really something. And you got to watch this movie. I mean, you want to talk about a nail biter type of thing. And then, of course, it ends horrifically with everybody being killed. But it's quite the movie. September 5th, if anybody gets a chance to see that.
When you were talking forgotten about that until you were talking about it this morning. Think of the life of somebody like Peter Jennings.
Yeah.
Who went through that.
Yeah.
Right. Went through 9/11.
Yeah.
Right. And the wars and all that kind of stuff that he saw. Can you imagine being a reporter going through all that?
Yeah. And one of the things is they said, one of the people said, hey, that one terrorist has a hand grenade. And like, Peter, how far are you from them? And he goes, oh, probably about 170 yards or 170 feet, something like that.
Wow.
They said, you got to move. He goes, no, the radius is only 62 feet. I've been around them before in the Middle East, grenades.
Wow.
It's like, whoa.
Dude was a smart guy.
And then he had to, like, hide from the German cops because they were trying to get all the media out of there. And then the cops showed up with machine guns in their studio with Rune Arledge, put a machine gun to him and an automatic weapon, I should say. And it's really something. Watch that movie if you get a chance.
September 5th.
September 5th is the name.
All right.
Yeah. The triple overtime, Edgewood versus Tosa East. I did not watch that game. That might have been when I was down here working out.
One of the two times.
And I didn't think there'd be a game on at 6:30 in the morning. I mean, come on. Who plays at 6:30 in the morning, right? Right. But that Tosa East against West DePere game was a tough one for West DePere.
Yeah.
Had the lead at halftime, played well, just kind of went cold down the stretch, and all those things happen. But anyway, but great time of year. High school basketball, college basketball, the whole thing. I mean, it's just fun to be able to sit back and watch all these games. But got to give the Badgers a lot of credit. I just hope they didn't, you know, expend all of their energy in those four games in 4 days Now you got to rest up for one day. Then I would imagine get on a plane tomorrow, fly to Denver. Just a short workout on Wednesday, and it's game time again already Thursday night.
That's tough.
That's tough, man. That's tough.
I mean, we think doing a radio show every day is tough.
I know, right?
3 hours a day?
Yeah. But that'll be five games in basically a week for the Badgers. Think about that.
That's a lot.
That's way too much. I don't know why the Big Ten does that. I mean, you know what I would do? I would do it where the bottom five teams would play in the tournament. Because the top five basically are going into the NCAAs.
Right.
You know? And let those last five. Maybe one of them, if they win that thing, they get an athlete. Oh, big controversy going on right now, though, is North Carolina. They've got these new ways of determining how successful a team season was. And it's called, I think it's called Quadrant One games, where it's like the best competition that they play. You know, in retrospect now, which team was good? Okay, that's supposed to be their number one analytics that they look at.
Right.
Okay, if you haven't won your conference, didn't win the tournament, things like that, all right? North Carolina got into the tournament as a play-in team, okay? So they're in, all right? They played 13 Quadrant One games. How many of those did they win?
Ooh, is this a trivia question?
Yes, to you.
I'm going to say just under half, six.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One.
Ooh.
They went 1-12 on the year, and they still got into the tournament.
Ooh.
And you know who's president of the selection committee?
Oh, who's that?
The athletic director at North Carolina.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. But they said, oh, no, we followed all the protocols. He had to leave the room when we were voting. Oh, well, that's.
Yeah.
And there's no wink, wink on that
right,
one, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't I had not
that
heard
amazing?
That.
Amazing.
Holy crap.
It's horrific. 1-12, and they get in the tournament.
Wow.
Yeah. Over West Virginia, which had a really nice team. Indiana, which had a good team. Boise State. There are three or four other ones that absolutely should have got Xavier, should have gotten in over them. It's incredible that that would happen. 1-12, but because they're North Carolina, they get into the tournament. I've been on my soapbox for years and years and years talk about how the NCAA selection committee is full of crap. And I will stand by it now, and this will even double down on it, how they're unbelievable, unprofessional, amateurish, and just a good old boys network, and they put in
amateurish and unprofessional.
And old boys network. You are the pinnacle of the old boys network. Does he get to sit in the captain's chair?
He does.
Whoa! Check out the big brain on this guy. Mike Stepak in the house. We're going to have a good time with him. He's going to try to win some money for people. So let's set that one more time now. It is Win Johnny's Birthday Money Day. If you stump me on a quarterback where they went to college, you will win a $25 gift card courtesy of Nicolet Bank. Mike Stepak will be the proxy and the, what would be another word for your role here?
Expert.
Expert. I wasn't going with that, but we're going
to go with
that. That's
normally
where we're going to go with that one, and we're going to have a good time with it. Michigan has a beef. They beat Wisconsin twice and get a 4 seed and UW a 3 seed. I don't think that conference tournament had any role in the actual selections. I really don't. Do you, Mike? What do you think? Did you hear that about North Carolina 1-12 in the main criteria that they say they're looking at these days, and they still get in, and the head of the committee is the athletic director?
So just, just circumstances.
This one, and just funny how things turned out. How are you, buddy? It's good to see you.
It's good to be here, bright and early, nice and brisk out there.
It is.
I parked all the way down the lot.
You did not have to, because I actually brought in a baggie of quarters. Hey, Todd?
We had you all covered.
We had you covered. I got a bunch of quarters for you.
I'll go to a night after
okay.
the show.
All right.
No, I was good. Happy to be here.
All right.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And then
good morning.
You got a couple of quarterbacks going to prime the pump for us then, too, right?
That's how you want to refer to it, sure.
Todd's a farm boy. I like trying to keep him in the conversation.
Thanks a lot.
We just had a quick break. Have a great time. Brittany Merlot will be joining us. Mike Stepak in the house. Back after this.
They pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Some big announcements from the Environmental Protection Agency that could impact production agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. The words came from the EPA Administrator, Lee Zeldin. He says it is the largest announcement they've made as far as deregulatory action in U.S. history.
EPA will be reconsidering many suffocating rules that restrict nearly every sector of our economy and cost Americans trillions of dollars. Today, the Green New Scam ends as the EPA does its part to usher in the golden age of American success. Our actions will lower the cost of living by making it more affordable to purchase a car, heat your home, and operate a business. Jobs will be created, especially in the U.S. auto industry, and our nation will become stronger for it.
That's the administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency, Lee Zeldin. The 31 regulatory changes he announced include power plant emission standards and limits, greenhouse gas reporting requirements, and emission regulations for cars and trucks. The EPA has also announced that the environmental justice programs will come to an end. The agency had already let 170 environmental justice staff leave. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we get started on a Monday. Grain trade looks all right. Dairy a little soft. I've got numbers next.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
With the push of a button, you could save lives and the livelihood of others in your area. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on the sky this season. You can help by taking real-time weather observations on your phone and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Volunteer weather observers play an important role in tracking and relaying vital weather information. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
In overnight electronic trade this morning, December new crop corn's 2.5 cents higher at 454. November beans up a penny at 1019. July wheat's a dime stronger, 583. Friday barrel cheese dropped 4 cents to 169. 40-pound block cheese was down 6 1/4, 169 1/4, while AA butter gained 0.25 cents to 234 1/4 per pound. The April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 3 right now, 1753. I'm PM Yonke.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary.
And I think so.
We the people should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Day 1. The hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 52 for a high this afternoon. A little breezy with wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 57 with some rain possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will talk about the Wisconsin Badgers seed in the NCAA tournament and what makes you a target of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
Shooting are encouraged to call the OPD. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor on vacation this week. Mike Steve Pack from Fox Sports filling in, and we've got Brittany Merlot. Brittany, I got to be honest with you, man. You must have been sitting there last night watching all those national stories about Alabama and Mississippi and Missouri and just crazy. What? And then the wildfires and everything. I know this is your wheelhouse, but what, 40 people at least killed in one night? What's going on with this, Brittany?
Yeah, I mean, what, there was over 56 tornadoes in that outbreak in just 3-day span there.
Wow.
The highest rated was an EF4 tornado with, I think it was 190 mile per hour winds.
It's unbelievable.
Very, very unbelievable. A little too early, okay? This is not usually severe weather season right now. That heat, you know, unseasonable, it moved on in, and then you have that big cold front slam right into that, and you get a lot of problems. So I just see the severe weather season expanding. I mean, it's moving into the season of winter. It's going longer into fall as well. So things are changing here across the area.
I mean, obviously, most of the deaths occur from flying debris, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't they have more shelters when you live in those parts of the world?
I often wonder that too.
Okay.
You know, and there's not a lot of basements there either.
No.
That's not a thing. So there's a lot of things working against it too. The storm shelters, though, I know that they've got some good stuff. They've come a long way in the science. It's definitely out there. I just don't think it's affordable. That's the problem.
Just terrible. What? So with something like this, when it goes through there and you've lived out in that area, How long does it take those? I was seeing things, these people, they lost everything. I mean, their house just disappeared, basically, just blown apart, like it was exploded. All their stuff, they lose everything. I mean, how do they start over down there?
Hopefully they took pictures of everything that they had. That's the first thing that you want to do for insurance purposes, is to make sure that you have proof and show them what you had so that they can start to get that back. But I mean, you're going to live out of a hotel for many, many months. Maybe you'll move into a trailer on your property while your house is being rebuilt after that. And it's going to take forever for the house to be rebuilt because the whole community needs to be rebuilt. And it's just a long, long waiting game. So they're displaced for at least a year. In most cases, if not longer. I've had a tornado go through my hometown, and there are still houses. It's been 5-6 years now that they're just not rebuilt.
Mike Stepak here used to work golf tournaments. They're having a big problem down at Pontra. I can never pronounce the name. Vidre.
Sawgrass.
And they're trying to get it finished today. But, Mike, we've been at tournaments like that, too. That's a scary thing to do, is be at a golf course when you see some really bad stuff moving through.
There's a lot of ground that can be affected, and getting to a shelter is really difficult. I mean, a lot of trees, but that's not a good idea.
I remember we used to do the first two rounds of the Buick Open at Warwick Hills in Flint, Michigan, back in the day. And we were up in the towers, and you'd see that stuff. Now, you want to talk about a scary feeling when you're up in one of those towers and you see this stuff rolling your way.
Right. Akin to that is, in the sports that I've been involved with, NASCAR, you got a lot of camera guys up high in towers. And believe it or not, difficult weather affects NASCAR on occasion, like weekly. Yeah. And these guys scramble down. They're well versed in it now, and they get down as soon as possible. But that is frightening. But you're exactly right. There's just sometimes there's literally nowhere to go. And then there's this group of people that I don't think is affected as much as maybe in the past, but those that want to ride it out.
Ugh.
Not a good idea. Yeah.
Well, do you remember, was it Hazelwood, Minnesota? Maybe 15 years ago, some people died from lightning
at
the U.S. Open?
Yep.
Brittany, let me ask you this. How important in a situation like this is the National Weather Service? I mean, I'm worried about local. We were talking this morning about some TV stations that had to take cover while they're doing live coverage.
Right.
If that service were not around, how would that affect our local forecasters?
Oh my gosh, majorly. I mean, the National Weather Service is the one that issues that tornado warning. They're the eyes on that radar. They're the ones seeing that rotation, analyzing every little bit of that storm. I mean, the TV broadcasters and meteorologists, we are too, but we've got a lot of other things going on to get that out to you, that we can't pay that close attention to every piece of the storm. So the National Weather Service and all of their help, different angles. I mean, they have different other sites helping out at this point because they are short-staffed because, when you have multiple sites helping, they're pulling away from different areas. And when you have a huge outbreak rolling through, it's just so much going on all at once. You need as many people, as many eyes as possible on there. So with the National Weather Service and shortages and things like that, mistakes can happen. Warnings can go out delayed. And that costs lives right there. I mean, they strive in the past. Their goal was to get the warning out at least 13 minutes before it comes and hits your area. Well, now, who knows? That could be shorter and shorter, which means we get less time of heads up. Get your butt into the basement. Find where your kids? Where's your pets? What's going on? Time flies and every second matters. And the National Weather Service is so important in those situations, especially when it's severe, active weather.
Does anybody remember growing up when your parents said if you got a tornado coming, open up all the windows in your house and the house wouldn't blow away because the wind would go right through?
Right. Smart stuff.
Not true.
Did that ever work for anybody?
I don't think so.
Generational foolishness.
Yeah.
Got a couple of texts here. Last year for spring break, we're coming back from New Orleans with a group of students from East. Storms were coming through. I thought, what a terrible way to go. Sitting in a restaurant in Mississippi. Yeah, what do you do, man? If you're traveling, you don't know where to go.
Especially down there.
Yep. They got another one. Brittany, I love you, but what's up with the snow yesterday? Rachel.
Well, I can't get rid of it. I got to give you guys a little blast of snow every once in a while, like a Wednesday.
But you can. I mean, this time of year, you can get, I mean, we had like 70 degrees one day and then almost like a snowstorm 2 days later.
Isn't it crazy?
Yesterday I woke up, it looked like somebody had powdered sugar in my backyard.
I know. Was that crazy? Just weren't expecting that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But those winds were wild. I mean, they just blasted in. The cold air just kind of triggered some of that snowfall. And especially off the lake, got everything it needed. So,
Mike, what's the weather like when you go down to some of those places? Like you're in Talladega, Alabama, and those places. Rain.
Rain.
Yeah. Talladega always
Every
gets rain.
Year.
You're right.
Rain. Big rain and tornadic activity always in the vicinity. Always. Yeah. I probably did 17 Talladega races. 15. Always had delays.
Really?
Days off. Come back tomorrow. But that's the, unfortunately, that's the problem with NASCAR is every week they have bad weather. I know it's hard to
Daytona always does.
Right. It's hard to predict there's going to be nasty weather in the south in the spring. I know it's a rare occurrence, but no. Every week. I don't know how they do it. That sport has shot itself in the foot so many times. So anyway.
Yeah, where is it now?
Vegas.
Okay. No, but I mean, just in general, NASCAR.
Oh.
I see empty seats in the stands.
Oh, for decades.
Yeah, lots decades. Of empty seats.
It's the sport is always going to be popular. It's always going to be a fan favorite to a very small percentage of the
right
of the
It's almost like hockey. You either really like it or you don't.
Right. And I will admit that prior to doing NASCAR myself, I'd never been to a race, only watched on occasion for whatever reason. But, it, you know, there's a spectacle, no doubt about it. But I at least did get to learn how important the pit crews are and how approachable the drivers are for the most part. And, you know, it's not as much as it used to be, but it used to be just a, you know, 3-day party.
Yeah.
And it still is, but not as much. You're right. The attendance and the ratings for NASCAR have dropped significantly in the last probably 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, it really has. That's too bad. I used to like it back in the day. Hey, Brittany, one other thing talked about the upcoming weather here. You know, they're talking about those wind speeds. You've over the last few weeks have thrown out some numbers I never really heard before. I mean, one day you mentioned could be up to 60 mile an hour winds. Where's that coming from?
That was from the thunderstorm, basically, and basically, when you take really, really hot temperatures down at the equator and these above average warmer temperatures, and then you take the winter still hanging out at the poles and you mix those two together, you're going to get very, very, very strong winds as the Earth is trying to balance its temperatures out. So as we shift seasons, usually spring and fall pack some of the craziest winds, and we can get anywhere from 40 to 50 to even 60 mile per hour wind gusts not associated with a storm at all. And then you throw a cold front on top of that with some thunderstorms in there, then yes, you can see gusts up to 70, 80 miles per hour because you've got such a difference. And when you take like the warmth that we had slamming in that warm or that cold front, it kind of mixes down. So you've got the cold on top, the warm at the surface, and it mixes down and creates rotation and also thunderstorms, tornadoes, things like that. So
you know,
yeah,
we had that once.
The season's changing.
When I was a kid, I was probably 11 years old, 10 or 11 years old. And we had, the reason I'm saying this, I saw one of the things, two of the fatalities I read about were people touching down power lines, going through and getting electrocuted. And we had one when I was a little kid. I was home alone, had a horrible storm, and this thing snapped. So the line in our yard, the like telephone line or whatever it was swinging free, okay? And every time rain would hit it, it was like a Roman candle. And we had a dog, Todd, tied up out in the thing. That poor dog wrapped himself so bad around the pole that we had him tied up to. He was like, I had to run out and like rescue him, take him off the thing. But it drove him so crazy. I don't think he was ever the same. Because with that thing going off in front of him, that is a scary thing when there's a power line that snapped.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a good thing that Jim's not here to hear that story. He would give you a lot of crap about the dog.
I saved him.
Yeah. But why was he out there in the first place?
That's where he lived.
Yeah. And he'd say, why does he live?
Because he was a Brittany Spaniel and they like to be outside.
I see.
Why the 5-foot chain? That's my question. What good does that do anyone?
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
Wow.
Filling in that spot very well.
Okay.
What's the forecast like this week, Brittany?
Oh, you know, we've got the high fire danger again today because winds are going to be gusting up to 40 miles per hour. So it's funny that you brought that up. We will hit highs today, though, in the low 50s, upper 40s tomorrow. And then we've got that storm moving in on Wednesday. We're looking at some heavy rain first, flipping over to a wintry mix at night, and then, of course, putting down an inch or two of some snowfall at the moment. But that shift, the track of it is kind of all over the place. But it is hitting northwest Wisconsin, that's for sure. Wednesday's the day, and then we in those low 40s to low 50s for the rest of the week. A lot of sunshine.
All right. Thank you, Brittany. We love you.
Thank you.
Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March. The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. VoteBeat reported March 11th that CISA's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CISA staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involved so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back, Mind of the Man here on St. Patrick's Day. Is there a parade downtown in Green Bay?
I don't know if there's a parade or not. There's some kind of walking thing on a trail or something, isn't there? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think there's a parade into the Irish place down the street.
It was my favorite parade in Fond du Lac that we would do. They had it on Saturday, I think. And right next to the radio station I worked at was Irish's pub, and it was, you know, an Irish pub.
Yeah.
And so in the afternoon, every once in a while, like on a Thursday or Friday, we'd go have a prayer session. And, you know, we'd go right across the way there and have a couple of beers before heading home for the day. So
my favorite one was the time I filled in for a while when the sports guy had the measles or the mumps or something at APL back in the day.
Okay.
So I was filling in for him with Rick and Lynn.
Yeah.
And they said, "Hey, we got the parade coming up. We're going to be doing the parade." I said, "Oh, where are we going?" He said, no, it's in the studio. So how are we doing a parade in the studio? It's just watch. So they were saying that they were in, and you'd hear them, and the band march. Okay, hey, here comes the Alpton West marching band. Let's listen in. And people are like, "Colin, where are you? I'm trying to find you guys." Yeah, that was a good one. So anyway, we're going to give away some money right now. Here's all you got to do. Mike Stevepack has a list of NFL quarterbacks. You are going to play proxy through him. First person to text in right now.
Yep.
Okay. You're the first player. Mike will give me the quarterback. If I get it wrong, you win a $25 gift card from Nicolet Bank.
Plain and simple, easy to do. Download the Civic Media app right now. Download it from the Apple Store or from the Google Play Store. Choose your station, WGBW or WISS. Hit the text button in the lower right-hand corner. Say you want to play. We'll put you in. You can also call right now if you'd like to, too.
Yes, something we never do.
We'll do that, too, this morning. 920-264-0606, 264-0606. And you can play Win Mino's Birthday Money.
Yes, and you know what? Since Patty just texted, Patty says, "Happy St. Patty's Day, John. You're the best, most handsome, most greatest body." And
I don't see any
she
of
didn't
that.
Say that, did she?
I don't
she?
See any of that.
Yeah.
By the way, you didn't comment on Todd's new look.
Well, I've never met Mike.
Oh!
One-on-one, so he didn't know that I had a big bushy beard and big head of hair.
I did hear you talking about it on the way in, but I had just finished having coffee with Patty Boyd. And I was otherwise occupied. But no, it's a good look.
Yeah. All right, Jill from Green Bay. We'll have Jill play.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Jill, you're first. Here we go, Mike.
Good morning, Jill. What I've done here, John asked me to put together a list of quarterbacks. Is I have like 20 or so, and his restrictions were they had to be between 1957, the year he was born. Really? I rarely work with people older than me, but anyway, 1957 wow. and today. Well, I'm just
nice start.
Letting
nice start.
Jill know the nice qualifiers
start.
Here.
Nice start. Hey, let's be honest. Not many people my age are alive.
That's true. So,
that was your history, at least.
Exactly.
Right?
How I made it this far is remarkable.
You got that going for you, which
exactly.
is nice.
Exactly. Yes. All right. Here we go, Jill. Here you go. You're the first entry. Patty will be second.
This quarterback played in recent times, and he played primarily with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Bubby Brister.
Northeastern Louisiana.
Hold on. I'm sure you're right, but you're not.
What?
Tulane.
No. No.
Are you right from the get-go? I'm going to have to pull this up. Talk so much yourselves.
Okay, all right. Northeastern Louisiana.
What?
Here we go. Here we go.
Well, I have Tulane, but who knows?
It's Louisiana.
Yes.
This is already becoming the world's worst game.
All right, Bubby Brister.
Here we go. Hang on, Jill. Jill, we're waiting to find out if you're going to be a winner on Win Minos birthday money.
Tonight on the Love Boat.
I didn't realize this was going to be any work. I'm not going to be sleeping.
Let me see if I can just Google this real quick here.
Okay, he was born August 15th, 1962 in Alexandria.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
But, hold on.
All right. How could this go wrong?
Because you questioned me. That's why. Take a look. Where did he go to school? You see that there?
Monroe, L.A. He started at Tulane, flunked out, transferred to Northeastern Louisiana, which is now called Louisiana Monroe.
Well, they do have that here.
Yes.
But I went with more prominent schools.
I understand. But he did. He played. Okay, here. He played college football for the Tulane Green Wave and the Northeast Louisiana Indians.
All right, so I'm going to make...
So it's going to be his their last... If we have this again, it'll be their most recent school.
Changing the rules
all
already.
Right, okay.
So here's what I'm going to do, because I'm the judge on this, right? I'm going to say it's wrong, and we're going to give Jill $25.
Absolutely.
All right? All right. Congratulations, Jill.
All right, this you is really $25. This is going very smoothly. Yeah, I like the way this works.
Well, you know, get it for, great you know how it is. You come out, you first game, and you fumble, and somebody jumps.
Yeah, I'm wiping sleep out of my eyes, and I got to look at my
legal procedure and all those things. Yes. So we got a winner. Jill, you just won $25. Congratulations.
From Nicolet Bank.
And from Nicolet Bank.
Tell the nice thing that they're going to do with another $25.
Yeah, not only that, another bigger check.
Yep.
We're putting out a free breakfast for veterans.
That's right.
And Jill, by you winning, okay, Nicolet Bank has not only given you $25 in a gift card, they're actually throwing in another $25 for that breakfast.
Beautiful.
So that's how we do it. Yes. Nice. Okay. Hey, from here on out, smooth sailing, folks.
That's right.
Until smooth. The next time we play around.
Smooth.
I'm ready. I'm ready wherever right, you are.
Jill, you want 25. Who else? Get one. Do we have one more quick here, Todd?
I've got 1 minute.
Okay. Right. 1 minute.
Got we'll anybody? Play for Patty.
Okay. Play for Patty. Yep. Here we go.
Okay. This quarterback played 1964, started in the NFL for the Rams primarily. Bill Monson.
Utah State.
Correct.
Hey, nice job. Sorry about that, Patty.
Sorry, Patty. Yeah, but, yeah. Good time for one more quick one.
One more quick one. We've got Terry.
Who wants to win my Terry. Money? Terry.
1975, he started with the Patriots, Steve Grogan.
Kansas State.
You're right.
Oh, nice job. There you go.
Wow. All right, do we have time for one more?
We can do one more.
One more quick one.
Going out for Brian this morning.
Brian, 1974 in the NFL. Brian Sipe played with Cleveland.
San Diego State.
That is correct.
Oh,
All right. On a roll now. Wow. Keep them coming. Text in. Win $25 the way Jill did. Back after this.
Well done.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., will discuss the capitulation by Senate Democrats on the continuing resolution. Should AOC primary Chuck Schumer? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind.
From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From Missouri to Mississippi, a deadly weekend across the southern part of the country. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z has more on what happened.
At least 40 people killed from the system that brought wind-driven fires, dust storms, and dozens of twisters.
That's a tornado.
12 people killed in tornadoes in Missouri alone. 3 people were killed in hard-hit Tylertown, Mississippi. An EF2 tornado, winds up to 111 miles per hour.
Millions of people are in the path of more potentially dangerous weather as that same storm system moves further east. The Kremlin confirms President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will talk this week, tomorrow probably, but Russian officials won't say what the discussions will be about. The president says they'll be talking about ending the war in Ukraine. More than 50 people were killed in a nightclub fire in North Macedonia over the weekend. Auburn, the top overall seed in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. UCLA, the number one seed for the women. Play begins this week. This is ABC News.